Finally tonight, Brandon Stosi is the co-founder and editor-in-chief of The Creative Independent. It's an online resource that provides emotional and practical guidance for writers and musicians and artists. Here, he shares his brief but spectacular take on the power of crying in public.
I think people can be disarmed by crying if you're not expecting it. It's a powerful thing, and if someone's willing to go to that place in front of you, you react to it. I think very rarely does someone cry and you just have zero emotion. I feel like I cry pretty frequently. I cry during sports. I'm a huge Buffalo Bills fan, and sometimes I'll cry tears of joy. My mother died 13 years ago, so I find sometimes around then I'll cry more. Then my wife points out, oh yeah, you're like nearing the anniversary of your mother's death. So I think sometimes there's those points in the year where you just cry more. The first time I noticed people crying in public was when I was jogging, and I just saw someone running towards me and they were crying. And once I noticed that, I just started noticing more and more people crying. I just started documenting it and writing it down. So guy eating fruit salad and crying, guy in the airport crying at, you know, the urinal. When I saw a guy crying in a JFK bathroom, air drumming to a Chicago song, hard to say I'm sorry. So I would just write it like that. And then really when I posted stuff on Twitter and saw so many people reacted, I realized, oh, there's other people thinking about this too. So I wrote a book called Sad Happens, and the book has 115 essays by a variety of different people speaking about crying. And so it started out, my friend Matt Berenger, who's in the band The National, he was the first person to give me something, and he writes a lot of lyrics about sadness. So we just kept adding people. I think my favorite story from the anthology is this one by a woman named Olivia. She wrote me in my DMs and said, hey, I'm a zookeeper, and I want to write about the animals I take care of who eventually die. And so she wrote a piece about loving these animals and then having to, you know, her favorite owl dies. I hope after people read the book, they feel more willing to share. I'm not necessarily saying everyone has to walk down the street sobbing all the time, but I do think it's okay to kind of have these moments where you pull the veil back and say, oh yeah, I'm struggling, or hey, I'm really excited, or you know, I'm having this moment that I want to share with you. It is this like actual like biochemical release that is going to ultimately like make things better for you, make things healthier. That's really the ultimate goal of the book, is just to have more people realize, oh yeah, this is like a universal thing. I'm not alone with this kind of these feelings I'm wrestling with. My name is Brandon Stosi, and this is my brief but spectacular take on crying in public.
Remember, you can always watch more brief but spectacular videos on our website.